It says in 2 Corinthians, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, very beginning, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, with Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, the saints who were in all of the place called Acacia, grace to you, peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy. Ooh, that's good. The Father of mercy. You can be described as something. God described as a Father of mercy. The God of all comfort, who comforts us. I don't know about you, but anybody need a little bit of help? Anybody need a hand? Anybody having a hard time lately? Oh, see, you're all liars. Half of you guys are liars. You're lying to me right now. Lying to me right now. Because my hand goes up. My hand goes straight up with this one. He says, the God of comfort who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be. I think one of the reasons I loved reading this morning was because God was telling me this morning that any pain that you find in your life is endurable when it has a purpose. Right? I mean, if you're hurting just to hurt, then that's killer. That's terrible. And ain't nobody want that. I mean, that'll make a person quit real quick. I mean, if you have ever had an older brother or a larger sibling that has ever pinned you down, held your arm back, and told you that to say uncle, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you've ever had somebody beat you up, try to drop spit from their mouth on your face only to slurp it back up to torture you, you know that'll make a brother want to quit real quick because it don't mean anything. It's just to hurt you. But when your pain has a purpose, you see the light at the end of the road. If you've ever tried to work out, if you've ever been a part of a team, if you've ever worn a plastic bag in the heat of the spring and summer to drop a couple pounds so you can make the wrestling team, the whatever team, if you've ever done that before, it's terrible. I don't say that from experience. I say it from watching people. But you do it anyway. Because you know at the end of all those sweat drops, at the end of the near heat exhaustion, you know it will take you to the place you want to go. If you've ever been to the dentist, you understand the purpose behind the pain makes it endurable. Jesus says, blessed be God the Father. Oftentimes we say blamed is the God, but you get it twisted. Blessed is the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy. God's got good for you. The God of all comfort. God's got help for you, who comforts us. He doesn't just got it. He's given it to you. In all of our tribulation, let's be real, life's hard sometimes, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. There's the purpose behind the pain. You're going through your battle so you could lead others through the same battle. You're gonna make it through to the end so you can tell other people they can make it through to the end. My wife tells you she understands what it means to hurt yourself because she's put things on her body and she's cut herself and she's been through it today and she's proud to be alive and she's doing great things and she's raising a family. She's been there, she's done that, and she's been on the other end just to tell you that there is another end. There's a purpose behind the pain, that we may be able to comfort those who are also in trouble with the very comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the suffering of Christ abounds in us, our consolation, our help, our hope abounds through Christ. Jesus went through it all, and he made it out on the other end. Oh, but Pastor Richard, that's because he's Jesus. No. It's not because he's Jesus. Jesus emptied himself of the privileges of God. And he walked this earth like you and me. So that you and me, I, can know that it's doable. You know, we're going someplace. Me, you, all of us. Because God is on the move. And he wants, God has a dream. God has a plan. God has a hope for the Inland Empire, for the 909, for San Bernardino and Highland, Colton, Grand Terrace. God has a hope for Moreno Valley and for Beaumont and Banning, for up in the hill. God's got a hope and a plan for you at Colton High School and Terrace Hills Middle. God's got a plan for you at North. God's got a plan for those of you at homeschool in Orangewood. Yeah, even at Orangewood. God's got a plan. So why not sign up for it? You know, the road God travels is a road lined with thorns at times. But it's the same road that he walks. In this place, whether you believe in God or not, life's going to be hard. But the difference is for those that believe and trust and hope in God, the pain has a purpose. Quitting is not an option. Victory is assured. And you can have your choice because everybody gets the pain. Oh, but not everybody gets the purpose. He is the God of all consolation. He is the God that has help for you. If you need comfort, I'm not talking air conditioning comfort. I'm talking about, hey, lean on my shoulder because I understand comfort. Oh, that makes today doable. That makes my arguments and my hurts doable. You know, tonight, we are the church. We're not in church. I know we're in church and we're having church, but we are the church and we are in this together. You are not alone. I don't know whose friend is at home right now, but somebody needs to text them and tell them there's 200 people praying for them so they know they're not alone. They need to text them and tell them right now, you guys got your, you need to find somebody and tell somebody right now who is having a hard time that there's 200 people in a room right now that know how they feel. We may not know exactly how you feel, but we're in the same pit. But the difference is we know where the ladder is to get out of it. When you know your pain is taking you someplace, and when you know you don't got to do it alone, ooh, man, that's doable. It is doable. Victory is assured, and your pain has a purpose. Every dentist will tell you that. Every doctor, my aunt, my tia Norma, she's an orthopedic surgeon. She breaks bones for a living. She breaks bones. But she breaks bones to fix bones. And she'll tell you the screams that she's heard. But she does it because the pain has a purpose. And if your pain or whatever your challenge or your frustration or your disappointment, if you take it to God, he will gladly redeem it, give you in exchange victory for it. Because he is the God of all mercy. He is the God of comfort who gives comfort. So tonight, look, in this place, next time we get together, tonight, right now, band, get up here real quick. Let me get the band back up here. I said, don't get too comfortable. Look. Look. The only way to get to where you want to go, because everybody in this room wants to go somewhere. The only way to get to where you want to go is to know where you're at right now. You can either say duh or amen to that. A little bit of both. So the moment you start being honest with yourself and honest with the people around you, you can begin to get to the place you want to go. And some of you guys have been far away, And some of you guys have been ignoring what you know you ought to do. And some of us, including myself, have been in a pit. And now it's time to fess up and say, look, it's time to change something because this isn't working. And we all get there. Whether it's a little too much lazy or maybe it's a little too much something else. We've all been there. But tonight, let's be honest with ourselves. You guys got a song for me, right? No. Something, I don't know. We could worship too. So tonight, let's be honest. Tonight, let's be honest. You know God knows anyway, right? So how about tonight we tell God what he already knows? Tell him where we're at. Tell him you're ready to change. Because I'll be the first one up here. Because I want to go places that I've never been before. I want to see things I never imagined I would see before. Oh, I need my wife and my children. I know you don't got a wife or children. I know this is old people stuff right here, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't care. I'm old. Let me be old real quick. I need my wife and my children to love me and to love God and to love each other more than ever before. And I'll only do it. It'll only happen if I'm ready. Me, Pastor Richard. Richard Dean Villanueva Jr. That's right. I said it. Only happened to Richard Dean Villanueva Jr. Changes a couple things. Gets up a little bit earlier. Hon, you got to hold me to this. This youth ministry, you, me, we, us, youth workers, only going to change. We're only going to see things we never saw before. If we're honest with ourselves, and we begin to do the things we don't want to do. So everybody stand up. If you're in this place, I want to sing this last song. If you're in this place and you're ready to change something in your life, to be honest with where you're at and to honestly say to God, I need to change something, then let's do this. Come on up and let's sing. Come on up. Come on up. If you're perfectly fine where you are and there's absolutely everything okay in your life, and you are thoroughly pleased with your walk with God, you're welcome to stay where you're at. But if you don't mind me, I will join the people up front as we sing tonight. But there's no time limit on this either. You're welcome to come up at any time. Shall we sing?
I give my life to you. My heart to you, you're all I need, so come and make me new. I give my life to you, my heart to you, you're all I need, so come and make me new. I give my life. take my life, and I won't waste another day. Oh, holy God, fill my heart, and I won't ever be the same. Jesus Christ,
understand, but Lord, we can trust. So Father, as we've stepped forward physically, we've stepped forward in our mind, our heart, as we know that we need to change something, Father, first change our attitude. Lord, help us to stop pointing the fingers around us and start looking inside of us. Help us to stop shifting the blame. and start looking to you for your comfort and your strength to change us so we can move forward and do something new. Thank you, Lord, that there's enough room at the cross for all of us. Thank you, Lord, that there are no rejects in the presence of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that there's no one too far gone, that you would not embrace us. Thank you, Lord. Help us to be more like you today. In Jesus' name. Now tonight, before we wrap up, if you're in this place and you are far from God, look, I know we've done this and we've prayed this, but look, if you're not living for God, if you're in this place and you don't know if you'd go to heaven, look,